HS2 is smashing down the line. We want to send it back to where the sun don't shine. It's making folk homeless and choking them too. Breaking human rights laws under Article 2. Destroying our buildings, hacking down trees. They rip apart communities and won't hear our pleas. Our kids are exposed to toxic contamination, while government and big business collude against the nation. We've got the HS2 blues, but we're standing up united. Like David fought Goliath, we won't stop the fires ignited. Together we'll oppose HS2 and what is blighted. Stop that train, before they cause us all more pain. HS2 is crashing round the bend. You know it's gonna get you and kill you in the end. Cause we already have unlawful levels of pollution. 18 years of HS2 ain't gonna be the solution. Yes, it's a killer of volcanic eruption, with corporate greed condoning death and destruction. 50 billions have seen, you know it cuts like a knife, while austerity is causing such misery and strife. We've got the HS2 blues, but we're standing up united. Like David fought Goliath, we won't stop the fires ignited. Together we'll oppose HS2 and what is blighted. Stop that train, yes, stop that train, before they cause us all more pain. We've got the HS2 blues, but we're standing up united. Like David fought Goliath, we won't stop the fires ignited. Together we'll oppose HS2 and what is blighted. Stop that train, yes, stop that train, before they cause us all more pain. We've got the HS2 blues, but we're standing up united. Like David fought Goliath, we won't stop the fires ignited. Together we will stop HS2 and what is blighted. Stop that train, yes, stop that train, before they cause us all more pain. Yes, stop that train, stop that train, stop that train, before they drive us all insane.
This is Violet with Camden Community Radio, and I'm here with Mimi Romilly, who's come in to do a protest song against the HS2. So maybe, Mimi, if you just want to tell us a bit about why the issue is so important to you.
Well, a lot of it's going to go on in Somers Town, and I was brought up in Somers Town, and they're just so, they're pulling everything that they haven't even really got absolute permission yet to go ahead, and they've already spent I think $1.5 billion, and they haven't even laid a track yet. But they're also causing pollution, they're causing anger amongst the people, because the people haven't been given a voice to protest. They've even stopped some of our MPs and the mayor of London from attending the hearing at the House of Lords. They've been barred, and they're so powerful, these companies, and this work is going to go on for 18 years. It's going to cause so much pollution and disruption, and especially in Euston, around Euston, where there are lots of schools. The children are going to be breathing in all the fumes, because it's going to cause traffic chaos. They're going to be there's going to be all the spill from the digging and everything, and it's all really for them to make up. There's no benefit. I can't see any benefit to the people of Camden for this project. It's just these big companies. They just take over, and they're so heartless and ruthless. And also, another thing that they're doing is they're pulling down in September the Temperance Hospital. Well, the Temperance Hospital has been there since 17 something, and the graveyard in the back has definitely been there since I think 1790s, and it's a peaceful gardens, lovely gardens, and it's the road to Hampstead, which I've actually got pictures of how the road used to be, and I can remember from when I was a child how the road used to be. And They're pulling that down. And the irony is that they're pulling the Temperance House at Temperance Hospital down to build flats for the people whose flats they've pulled down, who they've made homeless. So, I mean, it's really ironic. And it's just the ruthlessness and the uncaring and not caring about all these kids who are going to be breathing in these toxic fumes. I mean, we're already polluted. We don't need more pollution. And it's going to carry on for 18 years. And there's all sorts of skullduggery going on, which I'm concerned about, and I don't trust them as far as I can throw them, to be quite honest.
It does seem to kind of throw back to when the trains first came through Camden to King's Cross in the mid-19th century, and people like Dickens were calling it like the Great Earthquake, and they were pulling up cemeteries.
Yeah.
And you can still see kind of where all the graves were displaced and all of that. And it seems to be happening again with St James Gardens and places like that that are going to be all along the HS2 line.
Mm.
But your family was actually affected by the first railway, weren't they?
Well, possibly. I mean, I do a lot of genealogy, and I've traced my family back. And Sir William Collins was an ancestor of mine, who the school was named after in Somerstown, and Sir Samuel Romilly. And Roger of Thesaurus fame actually ran a clinic in Somerstown at 9 Somers Place. And some of my ancestors also lived in the Brill. And it was the Brill in that area that 200 years ago, the Midland Railway made them all homeless and chucked them all out so that they could use their land to build the railway. And, you know, it's just disgusting. I mean, it's not 200 years ago. It's now, it's today. And, you know, why should they be doing it now? How dare they? How dare they treat people with such contempt? And that's what annoys me. And that's why I wrote the song, because I actually spoke to people who don't have a voice and who can't, you know, speak in the House of Lords. And given their side of it. And they told me, you know, that about all the problems they were having. And so, and especially, you know, the toxic air, you know, and our children, it's our children poisoning them and killing them, you know, for the sake of a railway to get some people a little to Birmingham a little bit faster, which I just say this again, there's none of it which benefits the Camden
Camden community. So you came in today with Mary Dust from the Psychopathic Romantics to record your song.
Yes.
So maybe you could tell us a bit about your song and why you wrote it and what you're hoping it what you hope it will achieve.
Well, I'd like everyone to sing it. I'd like people who are affected by HS2 and can sing. I'd like them to all to come together and record it and sing it. And I'd like people to go and stand in front of the House of Commons and the Lords and sing it out loud and to say how they're feeling, because HS2 do have a woman who is supposed to be liaising with the us peasants and you know, the people from Euston and Somerstown and Hampstead Road and the Regent's Park estate. And from what I can see, she's trying to appease everybody, but she's being paid £800 a day by HS2. So how weird is that? You know, I mean, obviously she's not, she's supposedly on everyone's side, but obviously she's not, because she's being paid under £800 a day to 3 days a week to do this work. So I think that we need somebody to fight, and I think that the people need their voices to be heard. And the thing is, the reason I wrote the song was so that they can actually express themselves and tell everybody how they actually feel, because their voices aren't being heard. They're being overtaken by this power of money and big business and corporations. And so I want ordinary people to be able to have a say in all this.
I'd like to thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us. And for anyone listening, if you have any views on HS2, whether you're for it, maybe you want to get to Scotland faster, maybe that's your thing, or if you're opposed, as Mimi is, and you'd like to either do a recording of the song or tell us a bit more about how it's going to affect you or your family, then you should get in touch with us at Camden Community Radio. So thank you very much, Mimi.
You're welcome.
We opened today with a performance from Mimi Romilly, and now we have Mario Dust from the Psychopathic Romantics, who's been working with Mimi to create this version of the HS2 protest song.
1, 2, 3, 4. HS2 is smashing down the line. We want to send them back to where the sun don't shine. It's making folks homeless and choking them too. Breaking human rights laws under Article 2. Destroying our buildings and hacking down trees. They rip apart communities and won't hear our pleas. Our kids are exposed to toxic contamination, while government big business collude against the nation. We got the HS2 blues, but we're standing up united. Like David fought Goliath, we won't stop the fires ignited. Together we'll oppose HS2 and what is blight. Stop that train, before it causes our more pain. HS2 is crashing around the bend. You know it's gonna get you and kill you in the end. Cause we already have unlawful levels of pollution. 18 years of HS2 ain't gonna be the solution. Yes, it's a killer of volcanic eruption. With corporate greed condoning death and destruction. 15 billion seen, you know it cuts like a knife. While austerity is causing misery and strife. We got the HS2 blues, but we're standing up united. Like David fought Goliath, we won't stop the fires ignited. Together we'll oppose HS2 and what is blight. Stop that train, before they cause us all our pain. We got the HS2 blues, but we're standing up united. Like David fought Goliath, we won't stop the fires ignited. Together we'll oppose HS2 and what is blight. Stop that train, before they cause us all our pain. We got the HS2 blues, but we're standing up united. Like David fought Goliath, we won't stop the fires ignited. Together we'll oppose HS2 and what is blight. Stop that train, before they drive us all insane.